This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, bringing you God's message from the 11th chapter of Hebrews. We've been there quite a while now, but this is the Old Trailblazer coming to from our studios here at the First Baptist Church of Algiers, now located in Walker, Louisiana. I realize we have many new listeners on a bunch of new stations we've recently gone on, so I'm happy to announce that we're here with you every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. And we're also on the internet. If you go there and look us up on the internet, our website, radiomissions.org. You can scroll down there, click over there, and find the Old Trailblazer. Any hour of the day, we have messages there that's going to be played in the near future. Some have just recently been played. They move them up day by day. And if you missed one yesterday, you can go back there and find it, look at it, play it anytime you'd like to. If you need help finding those things, and I know many of our folks are like me, they're not computer literate, and you write me or call me, and I'll let somebody talk to you or send you a printed information how you can find all those things. And then I'd like for you to tell your friends and neighbors about the Old Trailblazer broadcast. Our only aim here, our only motive, is to get out the gospel. Yes, we don't have an axe to grind with anyone. Some folks call me old hellfire and damnation preacher, old blood and guts preacher. No, we bring you, by the grace of God, we bring you the truth. And we're looking in that 11th chapter of Hebrews, and we're looking at the faith chapter, and before we get started, I want to play you one of our radio choir CD messages, and it is, I believe, My Faith Looks Up to Thee. Won't that be a good one to play right at this time? So you listen, if you will, and I'll tell you how you can receive it. Amen. Amen. Isn't that grace, my friend? My faith looks up to thee. What a gracious old song. We sing it here a lot of times in our congregation. But this is the Old Trailblazer. This is one of our radio choir songs. It was disbanded after Katrina. And we have 9 full-length CDs, songs such as these. And it's all blood songs. So if you write me, I'll be glad to quote you a price on all 9 of them, or one at a time, and give you a list of the songs that's on them. So let's get back to our study. We were looking there at the faith chapter, the 11th chapter, and we were speaking about how we'd like to see men and women here and there become prayer warriors with us, and our weapon is faith. We conquer by faith, and one of the evidences of a prayer warrior is that they lead a separate life. That's holy living, my friend, holy thinking. That righteousness is wrought in us by Christ, our sanctifier, our sanctification, And it's the Holy Spirit who sanctifies us, but Christ is our sanctification. Thinking about this, getting over here to the broadcast earlier today, Christ is the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. I got an email from someone this morning taking me for task because I often speak about the error that's in our land today, a lot of things, decisionism, easy believingism, and then sometimes about the charismatic movement that's taken our land by force and speaking in tongues. And this man took objection to me saying that speaking in tongues was not scriptural. And I wrote him back kindly. He was a kind man, seemingly. I just told him, I said, you know, my friend, the greatest thing in this life is to know the Lord, not to speak in tongues. The greatest thing in this life is to be washed in the blood, not to be all of those things that we see on the market today. And I spoke kindly to him. I was born and raised in an area where the Pentecostalism was predominant. And I saw folks, I came up around folks who were involved in those things. And I saw their lives. I saw how that the men cheated on their wives back there 50 years ago, 60 years ago. And then they go to church on Sunday and speak in tongues. And I saw those things, and it gave me a holy horror of being caught up in those things. And I asked him, I said, let's just talk about the Lord. Let's don't talk about those things. So listen, thinking about this early this morning, Christ, my hope. Christ, my hope of glory. Look there at Colossians 1:27. Christ is our sanctification and righteousness. Christ is our wrought in us, and that's what we're talking about, our living day by day. Not talking about our standing now, no, or our imputed righteousness, or our standing before God. I'm talking about how faith in Christ works in us a righteousness, a holiness that separates us from the world and separates us from everything in the world. Now, that's what we need more of anything else today, is that holy life. And how does that come? When we're redeemed by the precious blood. I asked that gentleman, are you washed in the blood? Are you washed in the blood? My only hope and my only plea is the blood of Christ. That's why I advertise these gracious old songs that we sing. They're a blood song, washed in the blood, saved by the blood, under the blood, all of those things, my friend. Now, that's what we need today. Is that holy life? I don't see much of it. Do you? Do you see that? I told this gentleman, I said, I don't see those folks praising the Lord for dying for a poor old sinner. No. But listen, when I use that word, sanctification today, folks jump up, and I don't know why they've got a different meaning for the word sanctification. So many put sanctification ahead of justification, but you're not saved by sanctification from that standpoint. No, you're saved by being justified, just as if I had never sinned. That's what the old trailblazer is. And then we're saved through the life of Christ from this world, because it's Christ in us that works in us a righteousness and a holiness that separates us from the world and brings us into fellowship, walking in fellowship with Christ. That's the righteousness we're talking about here in the scriptures we're talking about, wrought righteousness, works out righteousness. Oh, but listen, over there in the 6th chapter, let me read it to you right quick. That verse came to my heart in thinking along this line, and here in the 6th chapter of Ephesians, talking about our armor, he said, having on the breastplate of righteousness. Go there and read Ephesians 6:14. Now, that can be looked at from the same viewpoint that I'm speaking here about wrought righteousness. First, the breastplate of righteousness is our standing before God and imputed righteousness of Christ. But also there is indicated there the righteousness wrought in us by Christ, who is our sanctification, our standing before God. We need to know that. We've got to know that. We've got to rest on that, and we can't get away from it. No. But if we're always going around saying, yes, Christ is my righteousness, I'm resting on him, no matter what I do or how I live or anything, listen, I'll get to heaven. Well, I don't think so. I don't think you're saved if that's your attitude. You don't know anything about imputed righteousness. It just became a doctrine to you, and you don't know anything in the world about it experimentally. If that imputed righteousness doesn't work in you a sanctification, a holy life, a separated life, it's not worth the paper that it's written on. Now, that's what faith does. Now, that's what we're talking about here. You're living, working that works of righteousness, subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness. Now, how many of us live by faith? Let me just ask you that question, and not by self-interest. Let me ask you this question. I have to go slow here. I don't want to cover near all of this morning, but today, but I had to go real slow here this morning. Let me ask you a question. By faith or self-interest? All right, now let's face this question. Are you living by faith or are you living by self-interest? And when you live by faith, just the just shall live by faith. You look to Christ for everything. I don't care what it is. It's always a looking to Christ. Are we not supposed to take one decision apart from Him? No. And then George Mueller put it like this. I mentioned to him the other day. If there's a doubt, stop until the doubts are cleared up before we make another step. No, my friend, the Lord will lead you if you let Him. You can know the will of God. That's right. You can know the will of God for your life, even the minutest detail, if you're willing for Him to have His way in your heart and in your life. The Scripture says, the just shall live by faith and not by self-interest. Now, we're going to take it up there in our next study. But this is the Old Trailblazer. The time gets away so quickly, but I want to mention a couple of things. First of all, I advertise a book we have here by Mr. John Ashworth, Strange Tales. It's one of the most gracious books I've ever read in my life. If you write and get it, and if you're not happy with it, I'll give you money back. And then I also advertise the book All the Promises of God by Mr. Lockyer. And the same way with that. We have a gracious bookstore here. If you'd like a catalog, we sell the old Puritan books, nothing but King James Version Bible. We have all sorts of material here for our Sunday school classes based on the Word of God, if you folks want to teach your children those things. But write me and I'll put you on our mailing list for our catalog. And we don't sell your name to nobody, no, and we don't bombard you for money, none of those things. We don't do that. We just ask you if you would occasionally help us with the broadcast, if you can. Maybe you like to get out the good sound gospel we do here. And then my prayer is that you'd pray for me. Pray for the Old Trailblazers. We ride up and down the road on old Dan, giving out the gospel. And we have tracts here by the thousands. We'd like to send you some of those that you could give out if you'd like to do tract ministry. You write me and I'll send you a package of tract ministry material by the late Pastor Shelton. And then, day by day, Monday through Friday, we're here. Tell you folks across the fence, turn in the Old Trailblazer, and I'll give you you can give him the time and the plate. But this is the Old Trailblazer. Remember my mailing address, the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. My website, radiomissions.org. If you go there, you can find the address, telephone number, and much material about the Old Trailblazer. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you.